This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 64 for Thursday, September 17th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts are up on Thursday, seeing follow-through buying after yesterday's break above psychological chart resistance. Canola is up by $1 to $5. November up $1.70 at $531.90 per ton. That November contract settled above $530 yesterday for the first time in more than 2 years. That move was bullish from a chart standpoint, and speculators continued to put on new long positions today. A lack of significant selling pressure on the other side, as participants appear content to only sell on a scale-up basis, added to the stronger tone. Malaysian palm oil was up sharply overnight, with Chicago soybeans also testing new highs today. However, soy oil ended slightly softer, putting some pressure on canola values. Seasonal harvest pressure and ideas canola is looking overbought also weighed on values. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher today, with speculative money flowing into the grains and oilseeds. November soybeans up 17 cents at 10.28 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of about 2.5 million tons were at the higher end of trade estimates. The USDA also announced additional export sales of 264,000 tons of beans to China this morning and 360,000 to other unknown destinations. Corn futures, they are also up on the back of good export demand. The December corn contract up 3 cents at $3.75 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn exports of 1.6 million tons were at the higher end of trade guesses, with the USDA also announcing a 120,000-ton sale to unknown destinations. Ideas China's corn production may be down by as much as 10 million tons this year, added to the strength in the U.S. futures. Wheat was also boosted by speculative money flows today, hitting some of their best levels in weeks. Chicago wheat up 14 cents in the December contract at $5.56 per bushel, Kansas City up 12 cents at $4.87 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat up 10 cents in the December contract at $5.41 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of about 335,000 tons were at the lower end of trade estimates, but total sales are still running about 7% ahead of the year-ago pace. Dryness in Ukraine and parts of Europe is leading to concerns about wheat crops there, and that was supportive for the U.S. futures. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, September 17th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.